Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're is the appropriate word, because I've got two outstanding Lifestyles Unlimited members on today's show. I mean, you are going to learn so much. We're going to spend the first half of the show getting to know Jeff. Now, Jeff is a guy that came out of the world of construction. I mean, he spent some time in corporate America, and Jeff decided that his family was more important to him. And once he got that into his mind, he started looking for different paths that he could travel in order to get himself retired. What you're going to find out is that Jeff was not happy with the direction his life was going at one point, so he made a significant change. Also on today's show, I'm going to bring Michael on for the last segment. Now, Michael is also a Lifestyles Unlimited member, but he invests in a different way than Jeff invests. See, Jeff is what we call a lead investor. In other words, Jeff goes out and he finds great properties that he knows he can turn around. He can fix the functional problems with the property. He can fix the operational problems with the property. And what's really neat about a guy like Jeff is he's willing to go out and do all that heavy lifting. So guys like me and Michael, well, we don't have to. See, Michael is what we call a passive investor. He's one of those guys that would come alongside Jeff and push money onto the table. And then together, when we're all in the deal, Jeff does all the hard work. He does take an override. It is totally fine. We want him to take that override because he should be paid for doing all the heavy lifting. But the key thing is this: all of us participate in the cash flows and the equity performance of those properties. It is a beautiful relationship. So let me do this now. I'm going to bring Jeff onto the show. Hey, Jeff, how you doing today, my friend?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So one of the things that we learn when we go through the educational program at Lifestyles Unlimited is we learn that people are really fall into two categories, right? They're like type A personalities or they're type B personalities. You remember all that stuff?
Yes, sir.
I would suggest, Jeff, that I think you're a type A. I think your personality is kind of like mine. And let me test it with you. You willing to test that?
Go for it.
So you and I would walk up to the edge of a cliff. We would look down and we'd probably just jump right off, right?
Yeah, I've thought about it.
Okay. But you know what Michael would do, right? Because he's a type B guy. Michael
he's
would
do the math.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's going to walk up to the edge of the cliff. He's going to look down. He's going to look to his left, look to his right. He's going to break out that spreadsheet. You know Michael, right? He's going to do all these calculations, and then he's going to take the stairs down.
Yep, exactly. But you know what? The type Bs keep the crazies like us in check. So
absolutely, absolutely. So the reason I bring all that up, Jeff, is because As Lifestyles Unlimited members, we're not pigeonholed into one little box, you know, regarding this is how you have to be as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, right? I mean, you get to take your full personality and you get to put it into play as you build that business, correct?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
And it's all about building that business. Tell us, Jeff, what was going on in your mind back in the day when you had that epiphany that your life was passing you by?
Well, the shift happened after we had our second son. And, you know, the shift is as much my wife's as it was mine. But our second son was born, and all of a sudden we realized we'd kind of missed out on the first couple of years of our older son's life. And we went, man, you know, life, this changes things when you have kids. Things are just flying by. And you're living for the weekends, and that just wasn't enough for us. And we, you know, got to thinking there's got to be another way. There's got to be another way. And we were lucky enough to have a friend of ours who was already a member of Lifestyles kind of take us under his wing a little bit and bring us into a case study and come sit next to us at the beginning of the weekend 2-day seminar. And, you know, I credit him. His name is Chris Jameson. I credit him with where we are now, because had he not taken the time to have that conversation with us, who knows? We may still be floundering, living for Friday at 5.
So when you rolled into that case study, now, for those of you just listening to Jeff and I, a case study is an event that Lifestyles Unlimited does. It is a educational event where our members essentially teach each other. We analyze a single family transaction or two, and then we'll analyze a multifamily transaction. So when you were sitting in that case study with Chris, I mean, were you thinking that maybe all these people in here were nuts and you had to get out of there, or was there information being presented that caught your attention?
Well, working in construction, and my wife, her father is a real estate broker. So it's that real estate has always for us kind of been in our blood. And so what we were listening to wasn't too far-fetched as it went for the single family part of the business. The multifamily stuff kind of blew my mind a little bit and almost seemed too good to be true. And that was where you have that, like, maybe this isn't for real. You know, you have to start questioning a little bit. But on the single family side, and that's what we started out with, no, I mean, it all seemed doable. It was just a matter of finding a path to be able to do it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jeff, I mean, you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, everything at Lifestyles Unlimited is designed to make this process easy for us. I mean, there's no reason for us to take calculus in college or stats or any of those classes that you and I probably took that caused our brains to melt from the inside out. So this real estate thing can seem really, really scary. But when you come to Lifestyles Unlimited and you get everything explained to you and you realize that you're not taking calculus, you start to realize that, holy smokes, I can do this. And that's exactly what Jeff did. When we come back, we're going to get into his investing strategy. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining me, I have Jeff on the show with me, and Jeff is a really outstanding investor. I mean, I just call it the way I see it. I've known Jeff for a while, and Jeff joined Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2015. It was 2015, wasn't it, Jeff?
Yes. Yeah, we joined November, December of 2015, so right at the end of the year.
Okay. And Chris took you there, and you guys did the case study, and you started to realize that this investing stuff, it's not rocket science. I mean, you actually were starting to realize that you could get into the game, did you not?
Yes. Yeah. It was a little bit mind blowing to how, you know, when you don't know something, you build it up in your mind and it becomes impossible to do. But that's the glory of what Lifestyles offers, is I've got a program there that they'll take you by the hand, literally, quite literally. The first house I bought, the mentor came and she's like, let's go inside, let's take a look. And you know, they're with you there every step of the way, as much or as little as you want them to be.
So did you require a lot of hand-holding, or how did you utilize the mentors to your benefit?
So once we started going, I kind of went full out, and that's where we talked about the different personalities. My wife, she likes to be able to live inside a box and color inside that box. So I would, you know, shiny object syndrome, go over here, go over there. She'd always pull me back. And the good thing about that is every time she does that, it's with a logical reason why, hey, we need to stay our course. We need to stay this way. And then you go to verify that against the mentors, right? Because it's a husband-wife thing. And then you go, I need a third opinion. And the mentors would, you know, yes, now you need to stay. You know, you need to listen to your wife. She's following the map. She's following the way this was all set up. And so, you know, on the single family side, we would check in with the mentors periodically. On the multifamily side, every time we're underwriting a deal, anytime we run into a situation on property, we've either got the mentors or, you know, in Central Texas, we've got an operation consultant, Teresa Harrell, who's run every type of property you can possibly imagine. And I still haven't found a situation yet that she hasn't already had to deal with at one time in her career that she kind of helps us navigate through and figure out the best way forward.
So I'm guessing the mentor in your world is really somebody that's kind of real high level, just kind of keeping an eye out for you, making sure you just don't, you know, step off the edge of the cliff like I would do. And there's somebody that you can bounce concepts or ideas off of to make sure you don't do anything wrong.
Right. And it's that. And then it's also, you know, when you're underwriting a purchase of a, you know, multifamily property, you're not talking about a few $100,000. You're talking about a few million. And it's always nice to have somebody that you can share the numbers with, and they've been through the process. They've done it themselves. They can look and find holes where either where you've overestimated something or underestimated something, and kind of bring you back into check and go, you know, hey, this looks good, or I might change this or that about how you've done this deal. And that's the glory of it is you get a little bit of validation that, hey, I am doing this right and I do know what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to get that attaboy, but it's also nice to know that you've got that safety net. That person is going to tell you, Jeff, that's not a smart thing to do, because Right. They don't want you going into that danger zone. So you started off buying single family homes, but then you shifted to multifamily a couple years ago. Why the shift?
Because single family just wasn't enough. We joined Lifestyles and we joined just, you know, on the single family path. And then we went back to the weekend seminar that David Fisher does, and other people do it now. But, and we sat through it again, and you always pick up something different when you go back for, we call it our refresher. We try to go at least once or twice a year just to, you know, see what's going on in the market. What's changing? What's new? And when you get into the discussion about multifamily investing and all the dynamics that work in your favor on that side that you don't necessarily get on the single family side, it was a renewed aha moment. And of course, an opportunity for my wife to say, I told you so, because she wanted us to go multifamily from the beginning. And so, you know, we chose to shift our path and go more towards the multifamily. We weren't sure yet whether we wanted to syndicate deals or whether we just wanted to be passives. And, you know, we ended up going through the lead training, the training that Lifestyles has for the syndicators, and make sure we do it the Lifestyles way. You know, it just so happened that we had a deal come by that was in a small town that I knew a lot about, and I knew the ins and outs of the city, and we ended up buying a deal. And that was kind of what got us on the lead track. You know, we invested passively in four or five deals in the middle there, but you know, there was still something missing. There was still something. I like kind of being the captain of the ship a little more than I'm not the passive lifestyle. I can't sit down on the couch and watch Netflix and hang out on a beach. I need something to do.
Yeah, I get that, man. I totally get that. And been kind of watching you do these things for the past couple of years, and you're doing a really great job. I just thought I would share that with you in front of millions
Thank
of people,
you.
If you're okay with that. Yeah, I do realize you have to get out of the building, so hopefully I didn't expand your head too much. Here's the question that's kind of hitting me in the back of the head that I need to get out to you. When you decided to shift your efforts from single family and passive investing into pure multifamily investing, I mean, you decided that's it. I'm going to be the lead. I'm going to be the captain of the ship. I'm going to bring all my Lifestyles Unlimited colleagues along with me. We're going to make great money together.
Right.
Did that coincide anywhere in your life with maybe a changing career?
It did. When I decided to make this my full-time, when it was going to be my full-time deal, it was around the time where I was kind of getting burned out. And, you know, we had some things happen. The COVID year kind of wreaked havoc on everybody. And I just realized very quickly through that year that jobs come and go, and employers are, you know, they want to make sure that their bottom line is taken care of. And it was, you know, we just kind of got burned out on sales, couldn't go see my customers the way we wanted to. We had a whole bunch of people telling us what we could and couldn't do. And I just decided at that point it was time to step away and make real estate and my business my main focus and step out of letting somebody else tell me what to do.
Man, I'm right there with you. What Jeff just told you was he wrecked his career. He wrecked his career. When we come back from the break, we'll see if we can, you know, give him a hug or something. Stick around.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining me, you're not just joining me, you're joining Jeff and me. And together, we're educating you on the fact that real estate investing is not difficult. I'm here to tell you, it is not hard to do. Jeff, is it hard to do? I mean, clear the air for everybody.
No, it's not hard to do. The hardest thing to do is to get out of your own head and actually start doing it.
So when you're looking to acquire an asset, what are some of the things that you consider when you're looking at, say, the economic data or maybe the market data? What is it you hone your radar on?
The primary thing that we look at is, you know, some of the principles of the Lifestyles model. You know, it's interesting now, but probably the first thing I look at is that it's got cash flow. Because none of us are doing this just because it's fun. We also want to have money out of the deals. You know, I'm looking, there's a few things, but location, you know, there's one of the other members out of Houston always says there's one thing you can't change about real estate, and that's location. But when you do the back of the napkin run of the numbers, you've got to make sure that it's got cash flow. And if it doesn't have cash flow, it's almost not even worth looking at.
Now, somebody from California would say, Jeff, that's not correct, because out here in California, we invest in property all the time, and it doesn't cash flow, but we make a lot of money. What would you say to that person?
Well, to me, that's a gamble, and that's not my business model. That's not what we look for. That's not the type of property that we pursue. And that's why it's great to invest in Texas and not California.
I hear you. And that's the key thing. That's what people out in California don't fully understand, is that cash flow mechanism and how important that element is to getting you to a place of retirement. True?
Right. Right. Yes, exactly. If you don't have cash flow, how are you going to pay your monthly bills?
Shocker, huh?
Exactly.
All right. So when you find a property and you know, okay, this is the property I want to go after, what type of due diligence do you perform? I mean, do you just take the seller's word and just go, oh yeah, I know everything's fine, and we just buy it? Or what do we do?
Well, when you're buying multifamily, that's, you know, considered commercial real estate, and it's the ever-present buyer beware. There's not a catch-all inspector that you can have come out, and that's the glory of what Lifestyles teaches. They teach us to do due diligence top to bottom, inside to out, and be as thorough as we can. You know, we come in with a team of contractors, and we look, you know, at the nitty-gritty. We go into the sewer lines and look at sewer lines and water lines and boilers and water heaters and HVAC condensers and roofs and exteriors. And then we bring another team in and we go through every single apartment in the community. We look at every single aspect of physical aspect of the property and make sure that there's not anything deficient. And if there is deficiencies, if there are deficiencies, then you either figure out a way to make sure that you can capitalize the money to be able to repair those as soon as you take over, or you try to bargain or negotiate with the existing owner or the seller and see if they're willing to make those repairs prior to closing on the deal.
Because everything is really dialed in to your performa that you have built for that property. Everything has to match and everything has to cross-check. And if it doesn't cross-check correctly, you either have to step away from the deal or you have to retrade, correct?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Most people don't know this, but I'm going to let them know that as a lead investor and a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you don't do all of this investing by yourself, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we bring the most important piece is we bring our passives along with us.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to get at. Jeff had actually sent me an email yesterday saying, hey, I've got another property I'm looking to acquire. I've been able to negotiate on this property. I've got it kind of tied up right now, and I've actually had the seller agree to give me a due diligence period up front. Good job on that, by the way, Jeff. And in doing that, that part of that email coming to me was an opportunity, actually an invitation to me saying, hey, Al, I'm going to walk these units. If you want to come down and be a part of it, come on down, brother. That's the neat thing about this culture. You'll have other Lifestyles Unlimited members come to your property, help you with all of those inspections. You're not doing it all by yourself. You're orchestrating the whole thing, correct?
Right, exactly. And that's the best part about the like-minded community of Lifestyles is you can send an email out like that and you get a flood of people that are always more than willing. You know, this property will, if we acquire it, will be our third syndication. And there's two people that have done due diligence with me on the previous two properties, and they ponied up again to come in and join me and help me do the walks. And that's, you know, that's the best part about it is, you know, they come in and maybe they want to invest in the deal too, but, and that's their way of getting a firsthand look at what they're going to be buying. You know, there's people that they don't care. They don't want to see the property. They don't want to. All they do is look at the numbers at the end of the month and everything's hunky dory for them. And then there's others that, hey, I want to be as involved as I possibly can be so that we can understand and remember, hey, this property, we walked these units and you can see the transformation happen.
I'm guessing the hardest thing for you is to send that email out and have like 40 people say, I want to be a part of this, but you only need 10. So you got to let 30 people down, huh?
Right. You know, picking and choosing is always hard and nobody wants to be left out. But a lot of times you gotta work with the people that you've already worked with in the past and you know that they know your system. And, you try to bring new people in. And that's one of the things when we buy new deals, I always try to hold back a few spots for people that are new to lifestyles, because I was a new passive investor at once too. And trying to get on established leads properties was hard because they don't always have to take in the new guy. And so I remember being there, and I try to keep that in the forefront of my mind as we're going through our processes, because the new person can't ever get experience unless somebody gives them a chance, right?
Yeah, you know, at a certain point, how do I get into deals, right? And I think that's that is a common challenge that some of passive investors have. I experienced that when I first joined, but really, at the end of the day, networking is the solution, is it not?
Exactly. Yeah, you've got to get out there. You've got to meet people. You've got to somehow make something memorable, whether it's a handshake and a, you know, that a boy, or even name dropping. If you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, don't ever be afraid of saying, you know, so-and-so told me to come talk to you, because that can weigh on somebody's mind. And generally, when the referrals go out, they're not from people that don't know the person. You know, it's a genuine referral, like, hey, I've worked with this person, or I've invested with this person. And that goes a long way.
Yeah, you're spot on. As a matter of fact, when we bring Michael on in the next segment, he's going to expand on that. And he's going to talk about how he's been able to get into 68 different deals. I mean, that's the kind of passive investing that Michael does. I know, it's crazy. I was actually looking at his list of properties that he sent me, and I was trying to see if he was on your properties. One of your properties was on his list. He's got too many to go through. Hey, Jeff, we're at the end of this segment. I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with us.
Del Walmsley offers some tips on a better lifestyle.
Even as independent as you are when you own and work in your own business, if you stop working, you're right back to where you were. If your boss cut you off, if you don't get up and go to work, you're not going to earn any money. And so you need to learn how to become interdependent. Now, even after you become interdependent, you're going to start working on something called mastery. Mastery is something that is so different than just doing. When you master something, you are going to be able to anticipate and eliminate all of the problems that would normally occur to the guy just trying to work his way through something. You're in front of the problems, not behind the problems. You've got the thing figured out so well that when you start a new business, it's nothing.
When we come back from the break, the super passive Michael is next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day financial freedom seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000. Each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, as promised, I have asked Michael to join me. Now, Michael is a Lifestyles Unlimited member, but he invests completely differently than Jeffrey does. Okay, actually, they kind of invest the same way, but they invest completely differently. What am I getting at? So Jeff indicated that when he joined, he started buying some single family houses. He actually got up to 10 single family houses, and he was investing as a passive investor into multifamily apartment communities. Now, at a certain point, Jeff told you that he decided it was time for a massive change in his life. So what he did was he stepped away from a career that he had spent 20 years doing, and he stepped into a new line of work as a lead investor. And he's one of these guys that goes out and finds great properties and then makes them available to guys like Michael and I to invest in. Now, here's the neat thing about Michael. Michael doesn't do any of that lead investing stuff. Michael is kind of like me. He's spent a lot of time making a lot of money for a lot of other people, and now he's decided to focus on himself as well as his family. So what we're going to do now is we're going to bring Michael on, and we're going to talk about how Michael was able to invest in 68, you heard that number correctly, 68 different apartment communities. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I've got a question. Did you just like find a big bag of money somewhere and then just all of a sudden buy 68 apartment deals overnight?
No, this is a 10-year process. So we moved out here from Oregon 11 years ago, and we had a house out there that was paid off. We sold it. This was at the end of the housing crunch. We actually had to rent it for a couple years before we could sell it. So we sold it, and then that became our seed capital to start with Lifestyles. And so we ended up buying like three passive deals that first year, San Antonio and Austin, and the market was so hot back then, it's still hot, but we were able to triple our money in like 3 years on those first five deals, and then that really accelerated investing from then on.
So when you got those great returns, did you go out and buy like a boat and jet skis and all kinds of toys?
No, it's tempting. But I mean, once you get started with these, I think the previous guest was talking about, you know, these single family homes, these passive investments. You know, you start seeing these deals coming in every week. It's like, oh, you know, double your money in 2 years, double your money in 3 years, and it's hard to miss out. I'm like, where can I find more money to get into these deals? So, yeah, it's been a fun ride.
So you were able to turn three deals into 68 deals. Could you just explain to me how you were able to do that?
Yeah, so it's actually those first deals were like maybe five that with that initial capital went into five different deals. Let's talk about my first deal. It was a 360-unit value play. So it was a rundown property that I invested in. I think I put $80,000 into that one in San Antonio. We still own it, by the way. 2 years later, we did a cash-out refi. We got 150% of our money back. So I got a check for $120,000. And then from then on, it cash flowed like 20%. To date, we've received like $220,000 back on that $80,000 investment. And there's $750,000 in equity still sitting there. So when we sell it next year, my total return is going to be about $1 million from that one investment. You know, we got 67 more to go through.
Wow.
So it's amazing what this real estate can do for you.
With 68 different deals, I mean, you've got to be spending like, what, 40 hours a week analyzing all these things? I mean, really, that's what you do with your time, isn't it?
Yeah, that's no. I built a new house up in Georgetown. I got a wood shop, and so I spent a lot of time out in the wood shop making cabinets and furniture for the house. I may eventually start, you know, selling stuff to my friends or building stuff on consignment, but you know, just kind of, you know, puttering around the wood shop.
So at what point did you realize that you could step away from corporate America?
Oh, it was about 4 years in when, you know, we've had a couple sales and that big cash out refi, and I realized, you know, I'm doing better at this than I am at my job. So in 2016, I told my boss, I'm like, hey, next time there's a layoff or early retirement, let me know. Well, about 6 months later, he calls me in and hands me a pink slip. It's like, well, here's your early retirement. I hope you're ready. So it was a little bit of a surprise, but I was, you know, I had asked for it months earlier. It came with a nice package, and that money went into another passive deal.
So it was the gift that kept on giving, huh?
Yep, that's right. And I did kind of panic because, you know, once you lose your job, it's like, oh, what? So I did become a syndicator. I actually led one deal in Austin. I bought a 64 unit with 30 investors and ran that for 2.5 years. We made $1 million and I got out. But from then on, I was like, you know, that's a lot of work. Those guys that leading deals, that's a full-time job. And I decided with all these passive deals that I'd be just as happy being passive.
How old were you when you made that decision?
53.
Yep. So if I'm doing the math here, you're not even 60 yet, are you?
Not yet. This year. Darn it.
Okay. So this year you'll turn 60. Are you calculating your Social Security benefit? Are you concerned about that?
No, that's one thing that I've not, you know, I keep hearing radio ads about the best strategies for pulling your Social Security. And I just kind of chuckle. It's like, that's not even on my radar.
Well, I mean, I guess you and the spouse, you could take that Social Security check and probably just take another trip, because you guys travel a lot now, do you not?
Yeah, well, not because of COVID, but, you know, prior to, and now we're planning a trip this year, maybe to Russia. We've got some exchange students to go visit over in Europe. So we'll hit Italy and Germany for the Christmas markets. And if we can get into Russia, if they don't invade, then we may go do that too.
Yeah, just stay away from Ukraine. You just stay north.
Right.
You'll be fine. Yeah.
Right.
Really, all of this real estate investing created a transformation for yourself and your family, where you regained all control of your time. And now, do you worry about money, Michael? Do you?
No. No, we
Why
don't.
Not?
Because we've got enough passive income coming in and enough deals. Last year, I think 9 of those deals sold. And we had about $1 million came in last year. This year, I've already been told by the leads that there's another 10 that are going to be selling, which is another $1.5 million coming in. So, you know, my problem is finding new deals to reinvest the money in.
Yeah. I wish my problem was I have $2.5 million. I just don't know what to do with it at the moment. Yeah, that's
right.
A good problem. That would be considered a first world problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah, first world problem. Yeah, so I don't worry about, other than keeping track of these deals and keeping the leads honest and making sure I get reports and all that stuff. So, but we'll be going through all this at Expo. So I'm going to be presenting for like 90 minutes at Expo. We'll be going through kind of my portfolio, you know, what questions do I ask when I see a deal, and then some of the common passive strategies that myself and other super passives that I talked to have used to become successful. So we'll be going through all that.
So you're going to spend 90 minutes of your valuable time teaching other Lifestyles members exactly how you did all of this.
Right. Yep.
Wow. That
should be a good time.
That's like Burger King showing up at a McDonald's meeting and expecting to get all the insider information.
That's the deal we make with Dell, right? When we sign up, it's like, if I make you successful, then I expect you to give back. So I've been trying to do that for the last 6 years.
Yeah, I firmly believe in the concept that if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll be able to get what you want. I mean, I think Zig Ziglar said that pretty clearly, and I think you and I absolutely agree on that. So what does 2022 look like for your family? I mean, just give me, what are the big ticket things you guys are going to do besides go to Russia?
Well, 2 weeks, we are taking the family to Disney World. We're going to spend a week there. And we've got an exchange student coming back for 3 months. She'll be moving in with us. So she was here like 4 years ago, and she wants to come back and do her college studies here. So we'll be hosting her. And we'll be taking her on some trip, probably out to Colorado. This summer, we'll be taking my older son, his new wife, probably out to San Francisco. And then in the fall, we've got a couple of Europe trips. So that's
okay. So just kind of a light year for you and your family, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
A light year.
I'm actually looking forward to your presentation, because I actually attend some of your meetings that you hold for Lifestyles Unlimited members up in the Austin area. They're always so informative. And I know when they give you the microphone for 90 minutes, people are going to change their lives. And if you want to get your life changed, go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshops.com.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Tony Robbins had this concept in his book, Unlimited Power. He talked about, be careful what you speak to yourself, because words mean things. And words will manifest your life. The way you speak of your life will be how you manifest your life. He said, be very, very careful. He said, when you talk to yourself and you have these self-talk moments, and I'm just paraphrasing this off the top of one of his examples and probably get it wrong, so I apologize, Tony. But giving him all credit for this, this is his material. He said, look, if you ask yourself, why am I fat? Your brain's going to give you a good reason. It's going to answer your question. The question is, why am I fat? The answer is, you eat too much food and you don't exercise. So you are fat. Then he goes on, so the better question would be, what could I do to not be fat? Eat less food and do more exercise. And you think about that for a second, you know, that makes all the sense in the world. That's logical. It will work, but I don't want to do it.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.